The province announced last week they plan to pump more than $400 million into transportation and infrastructure projects in northern Manitoba. "We are making strategic investments that strengthen northern Manitoba to create opportunities not only to compete today but to build on for generations to come," Transportation and Infrastructure Minister Doyle Pivniuk said in a March 28 news release announcing $420 million will be invested over 5 years into northern Manitoba. "We believe a stronger, more vibrant northern economy can help propel the provincial economy forward." According to the province, as part of their 2023 multi-year infrastructure investment strategy, the money will be spent on strategic initiatives, which include a plan to improve 7 northern airports, with more than $75 million invested into 2 new airport terminal buildings and approximately 150,000 square meters of planned runway repairs. The province will put $74 million towards the development of a sustainable northern corridor through the Port of Churchill, and spend another nearly $250 million to improve 5 existing northern roadways. "We understand the importance of improving transportation linkages today to transport goods and services, promote tourism, mining exploration, and spur economic development," Pivniuk said. "We are also committing to a bright future by making the Port of Churchill an intercontinental trade gateway." As part of the funding, the province said the Thompson Regional Airport Authority will receive $15 million to construct a new terminal building and to redevelop existing infrastructure. The new terminal will also offer a culturally sensitive air travel experience for Indigenous people and include a dedicated area for elders, the province said. While speaking to the Winnipeg Sun earlier this year, Thompson Mayor Colleen Smook said she has been impressed with the amount of money the province has been investing in northern Manitoba in recent months. "More and more I believe the government is starting to recognize how important the North is, and that is why you see more investments, and you see more ministers coming to visit the North and acknowledging its importance," Smook said. "The province and the federal government are starting to understand the importance of investing in the North, and we will keep pushing and advocating for those investments." Dave Baxter is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the Winnipeg Sun. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.